The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner is with me. He is the host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff is liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, it's always good to talk to you. Were the FBI really ready to shoot Donald Trump?
Kieran, when that story broke, I couldn't believe it. I was in utter shock and disbelief. And then I almost got physically ill. It is a shocking story. It is an obscene story. It's an outrageous story. And honestly, I'm speaking now as an American, as a patriot, as a small R Republican, a small R Democrat, someone who believes in our democratic republic and its fundamental institutions. It's sickening. So here is what we know for now. Then more is going to come out. There was an authorization given by the senior leadership at the DOJ, in particular Attorney General Merrick Garland, overruling top FBI officials. I really want to stress this, to give an order during the raid on Mar-a-Lago at Trump's home, an authorization shoot to kill. And in particular, what the order said was that if the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, offered any resistance to the raid, or if any member of his family, Melania Trump, his wife, the former first lady, Barron, his son, or any member of the Secret Service tried to block access as they went into the home, that they had full authority to use lethal, deadly force. Now, the FBI has come out, because this is obviously, it's caused an explosion, to put it mildly, here in the United States. The FBI has now come out and said, no, everyone's overreacting. This is, their words, quote unquote, standard practice or standard operating procedure. Now, that may be true. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe when they do execute a raid, they go through the motions to use deadly force, to have a medic on the scene, to do triage, to pick out a trauma center 18 miles away in case there's going to be dead bodies or people shot and wounded. Maybe. But what is not standard, and there's no getting around this, is raiding the home of a former president. It is unprecedented. It's never been done. Furthermore, as many people are pointing out, when they went after Joe Biden's classified documents, was there a shoot-to-kill order? No. Forget Joe Biden. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat, he's now on trial for massive corruption, bribery, taking cash, gold. The FBI raided his office and his home. Was there a shoot-to-kill order? No. Now, the senior FBI said we should not raid the home, period. But what they really objected to was this is way beyond reckless and irresponsible. Because the FBI, when they first entered the compound, they came in as dressed as plain clothes policemen. There was nothing to identify them as FBI. The Secret Service is not just trained to protect the president. In fact, they're duty bound to give their life for the president. So you can imagine, God forbid, had Trump been in that compound, had he been at his home, with plainclothes FBI agents drawing their guns, coming into the compound, the Secret Service would have pulled out their guns. And someone in the FBI would have said, gun, gun, gun. And there would have been a shootout. And there would have been dead Secret Service agents, dead FBI agents, and God forbid, a dead President Trump and a dead Melania and a dead Barron. Heads need to roll.
But sorry, in this kind of fiction that you outline, that is all precipitated by the FBI coming in with guns drawn.
Well, they came in with their hands on their guns,
but they didn't draw them. You described that. You said the FBI would come in with their guns drawn. The Secret Service would see them with their guns drawn. They would draw guns. It's all dependent on the FBI having their guns out of their holsters. That didn't happen.
No, but they came in with their hands on their guns. So my point is, you look at it from the point of view of the Secret Service. They see plainclothes people storming the compound with guns or hands on their guns. A Secret Service agent will draw their gun. The FBI will say, gun, gun, gun. The point is this, and this is what's causing so much outrage. This was beyond reckless. This was beyond irresponsible. There was no coordination with the Secret Service. This could have been what we call in the United States blue on blue. Law enforcement agency having a gunfight with other law enforcement agency.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not whether the FBI intended to shoot Trump. It's that the possibility of there being a mix-up, a misunderstanding, in order that could have led to the shooting and killing of Donald Trump. Kieran, you can take this to the bank. Had Trump end up being shot and dead, they would have torn this country apart, and everybody knows it.
So should the FBI just not have had guns? Is that the solution?
Well, no. What they should have done, which is what they did with Bob Menendez, which is what they did with Mike Pence, which is what they did with Joe Biden, which is what they do often,
yeah,
is you give someone a heads up and you say, we're coming and don't worry, yeah, we're not going to draw our guns.
Maybe the FBI think they can't trust Donald Trump as far as they throw him, so you can't give him a heads up.
Well, fine, but then you can announce it 5 minutes beforehand.
They'd find him outside
beforehand
with a big bonfire in the back garden of Mar-a-Lago, ruining lovely grass.
Well, no, but that's the other thing, is that 2 weeks before, and this is another reason why the FBI is coming under tremendous criticism. In fact, it's Garland, the attorney general. The FBI was at his compound just 2 weeks before. Literally, they met with Trump to shook their hands. He showed them where all the boxes were. He told them, take anything you want. Whatever you want, take it. They grabbed the box. They said, no, the rest can stay. Just put a padlock. So the president was fully cooperating with the FBI. What you had was a documents dispute. That's it. It doesn't warrant an FBI raid. That was an illegal, unconstitutional raid. And it certainly doesn't authorize a shoot to kill order. These people are insane.
But
and
no,
what they did was unacceptable.
How much of this is new, though, Jeff? Like the raid is not new. The reality that the FBI were armed when they raided was not new. The fact that Donald Trump wasn't given a heads up is not new. The FBI have been quite clear, like, as in the kind of normal operating procedures applied, and they are armed and they are mandated to use those arms in certain circumstances. This was no different from any other raid. So that's not new. What's new is that Donald Trump has just posted about it on Truth Social. I mean, the cynic in me would suggest that he is trying to divert attention away from other things. He wants this to become the narrative now for a few days.
No, in fact, it's the exact opposite. What he came out and said was, if we're not careful, I'm going to end up being killed. He doesn't want that. No, as I said earlier, what's new is the authorization, the shoot to kill order. As I said, they didn't do it with Bob Menendez. They didn't do it with Joe Biden. Menendez is now standing on trial. Looks like he's going to spend 30 years in jail for corruption. They didn't do a shoot to kill order for him. They did a shoot to kill order for Donald Trump. And the point is, the FBI senior leadership said, A, don't raid the house. And B, if you're going to raid the house, what are you doing authorizing to use deadly force? Have you all lost your minds? And they were overruled by the political attorney general, Merrick Garland, who answers to Joe Biden. So God forbid, let's flip it. Imagine if George W. Bush, imagine if Donald Trump ordered the FBI, because Obama has withheld classified documents. It's well known. Imagine if Donald Trump ordered the FBI to raid the home of President Barack Hussein Obama. And as they stormed his house, there was an order given by Trump's attorney general. If Obama stands in your way, kill him. If his wife stands in your way, kill him. If his Secret Service tries to block you, kill him. There would be hell to pay. Donald Trump would be impeached. The attorney general would not only be impeached, he'd be facing jail time. So it's not Jeff Cooner that's complaining about this. It's not just House Republicans. It's the senior FBI leadership. It's even many Democrats saying, how reckless and irresponsible can you be? And let me be honest with you. I think Garland needs to be impeached. I think Christopher Wray, the FBI director, should be impeached. And I want to know, did Biden give the ultimate go-ahead? Because if he did, then his ass should be impeached.
Hey, Jeff, we had Mick Mulvaney on the show yesterday, Donald Trump's former chief of staff. We were talking about the recognition of the state of Palestine from the Irish government. What was your take on that? And how big an issue was this in the States? Did it get much attention?
Well, the ICC arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu has gotten a tremendous amount of play. And it's one of the few things where you literally see Democrats and Republicans, they don't agree on much, but on this they agree. They're dead set against it. They think it's a huge mistake. Biden viscerally condemned it. So did Trump. So did the Republican leadership and the Democrat leadership, with a few exceptions. As for Ireland, it did get play that Ireland, Norway, and Spain unilaterally essentially recognized a Palestinian state. And I think that's frankly hurt Irish prestige and Irish authority. There's a lot of affection for Ireland. It's across the aisle, both parties. But I think on this one, people feel that Ireland jumped the gun. There should be negotiations between the Palestinians and Israel. It shouldn't be unilateral. And I think the biggest criticism is you're essentially rewarding Hamas and you're rewarding terrorism. Hamas is now getting an independent state in the wake of October 7th. And so to most people here in the United States, it seems like the Irish jumped the gun. And it's the wrong message to send. It's one of appeasement. It's one that's clearly anti-Jewish, anti-Israel. And in the end...
How is it anti-Jewish?
Because it's anti... Well, it clearly undermines Israel. What you've now done is you've now recognized a Palestinian state with Hamas at its head. That's for the Palestinian people to decide. I mean, let's be clear. If Hamas remains in the leadership position, and if there was an election...
Well, they've recognized the Palestinian state. That includes parts of the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The Palestinian Authority, rather than Hamas, would claim control over those areas. And indeed, it was Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority representative as president, who the Taoiseach spoke to yesterday.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, look at Abbas. I mean, he's a hater of Israel, and he wants Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. Not as militantly, say, as Hamas, but he's no friend of Israel. He doesn't want a Jewish state. But in an election, and they'd have to call an election, Hamas would destroy Abbas. The polls show they'd win 70 to 30, 80 to 20. So an effective Palestinian state now, with Hamas still intact, would be an Islamist Palestinian state and a virulently anti-Semitic Palestinian state. That's why I think Ireland, Spain, and Norway made a big mistake. They jumped the gun. You cannot have peace with Hamas.
Jeff, we'll talk to you again at the same time next week. I look forward to it. Jeff Kuhner is host of the Kuhner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.